Be'ezus Hashem, Parshas Vayikra, Tovshin Pei. It's the year 2020, Limisparam, and we're all getting a proper vision, perspective, a 2020 vision of seeing that Ein Oid Milvadoi, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meloich Al Kol HaOlam Kuloi. It says in the Parsha, Vayikra El Moshe Vayadabar Hashem Eilov Me Oil Moed Lemor. Vayikra, there's a small Aleph, the Aleph Zeira. It's to teach us that Be'emes, it's a Lashon of Vayikar. Vayikar is a Lashon of Asher Korcha Baderech. It's by Bilam, it says Vayikar. Amalek is Sofek, Gematria Sofek, that it represents Vayikar, Mikre. But we know that you have to be Mizboinen. And if a person has 20/20 vision, he's able to see the small Aleph. It's a very small Aleph. If a person doesn't have klar vision to see even the smallest letter by the optometry test, then he sees Vayikar. La Mizboinen, if you make an effort and you get the proper glasses, the proper hashkofa, the proper vision, the 20/20 vision, then Adarabba, you see the Vayikra, you see the Aleph. The Eibishter Be'emes was hiding himself in this world. It's Oilam Hazem Miloshen Ne'elam. Be'emes, the Rabbeinu Shel Oilam is Ne'elam. And unless we take a focus, we're going to see Vayikar. Sometimes it takes a tiny little small thing, a corona, to see Corona Shel Melech, to see the Malchus. It's because you have to take make an effort to properly see it. That small Aleph is also, the Chazal says, a Lashon of Elf Rabino. It's a Lashon. A little bit of learning. A lot of times we're weakened, we're tired out, we're very confused. But that abyssal learning, the Elf Rabino, is what turns Vayikar into Vayikra. That we're able to see Taka, the Hashgoch El Yoino Al Kol Prat Beprat. We're nearing the end of Chodesh Adar. Adar is Aleph Dor. Aleph is Alufay Shel Oilam, and the Alufay Shel Oilam wants to have a Dira B'tachtoinim, he wants to have a place where he can dwell. It's V'shochanti B'soichom, it's V'shochanti B'soich Kol Echad Ve'echad. We know that it says Kol Be'asora Shechina Sharia, there's a Bezundur Ashras Shechina Be'asora, and those that are still able somehow, using according to the proper guidelines to have a minion, so then it's Shechinta Sharia. But Avadah is also the Shechina Sharia B'Kol Echad Ve'echad, even a Yochid, Kol Yochid V'Yochid is able to shtel zechtzu to the Aleph, to the Alufi Shel Oilam. The Chasam Sofer brings that in the Klolim of Gematria, there's the letters of Mansapach, because we know that in the Oisius of the Aleph, the Aleph is 1, Tov is 400. But then the Mansapach continues, the 5 letters, the end of letters are worth 500, 600, 700, 800, and finally the end of Tzadi is worth 900. What's the next number after 900? Says the Chasam Sofer, Aleph. The Aleph turns into an Aleph. You just add a few zeros. The Aleph turns into an Aleph. And he says something fascinating. He says, when you spell Aleph, Aleph, there's a Patach under the Aleph and a Tzeri under the Lamed. The Patach and the Tzeri look like a Yud Kei Vav, looks like 26. The Vav is like a Vav, is 6, and there's 2 Yuds. That's 26. That's Kaviyochel Havaya. That's the Aleph. And the Aleph has 2 segoils, that each one is 3 nekudas, that represents the Shishim Riboy of Klal Yisrael. Because the truth is, the Aleph and the Aleph is all connected. Yisrael v'raisa v'kajibrichu chadu. But bazunder at times like this, when there's such confusion and such turmoil, we have to be mizboinen on that, kol yochid v'yochid. That his Aleph shtel zechtzu to the Alufay Shel Oilam. There's a very interesting story. In the times of Rav Shri Ragoin, a certain very wealthy Yid who had a Yerusha, a Sefer Torah that goes back to the times of Ezra. A Sefer Torah that goes all the way back. It was a Sefer Torah that was written by Ezra. And when he left over Yerusha to his 2 sons. He said they should make a Goyrel. One of them gets all of his Nechosim, Kesef, Izov, all of the Nechosim, and he was a very big Gvir. And the other one's going to get the Sefer Torah. And they made the Goyrel, and Dafka, the one that was Zoich and the Sefer Torah, was very Tzefriden. And the one that wasn't Zoicha, he got all the money, and he was very sad. And the Maisa goes like this, has brought down reliable sources, that there was a certain Rosh and Apikiris in the city, that he was very upset. He was upset, how could it be that Dafka, the son that got the Sefer Torah, is the one that everyone's happy and with him, and the one that got all the millions The Olam is not Zufriedin. So he went and he did a Maisa. He went, it was Shabbos Parshas Mishpatim, and inside the shul it says, in the Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, it says, Va'avaratem es Hashem aleikechem, u'beirich es lachmucha v'esmeimecha, v'asiroisi machalo mikirbecha. Va'avaratem, listen carefully, va'avaratem is with an ayin. Va'avaratem es Hashem aleikechem, you're going to do avoid this Hashem. And the Pasuk continues in Parshas Mishpatim, in Shmois, Perak Chav Gimel, Pasuk Chav Hei, va'avaratem es Hashem aleikechem, u'beirich es lachmucha v'esmeimecha, v'asiroisi machalo mikirbecha. And this Rosh, this Apikoros, he took the word va'avadatem, which is with an ayin, he erased the ayin, and he put an ele, an aleph instead. Va'avadatem es Hashem aleikechem. Scary to think about even. It's going to be ne'abad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, an ibud. When they lay in the Torah on Shabbos, the Baal Kori Chapter, it says with an aleph, and everything, everyone was tragically upset, especially the person that Yarshan, that he knew he Yarshan this from the Sefer Torah of Ezra. He knew there's something wrong, this is not the right Sefer. And even if they'll fix it, and it is the right Sefer, and someone patched this, but then it's already not Ezra Sefer Torah, it's gebitten, it's there's a shinui. It turned into va'avaratem with an aleph. So the father came to the son of the chaloyim, and he said, you should know that, don't worry, it is the Sefer Torah of Ezra, and this Rosh Apikiris that did this, and he's going to lose his eye. And that's what happened. This Rosh, his eye fell out, because it's ayin tachas ayin. Ayin tachas ayin. That he changed va'avaratem to va'avaratem. The Abdi Rebbe said on this story, he says there's a similar pshat of this concept, the chiluk of the ayin and the aleph. It says in the Megillah that Achashverosh and Haman had a plan, la'abed, la'hashmi la'harigu la'abed is kol ha'yudim. And it's very interesting because Sarah says, Esther says to Achashverosh, v'ilu la'avodim u'l'shvachis nimkarnu echereshi. I would have kept quiet if it was only for Avdus. Where was their Avdus? Terence says in the original Gezerah, it says, la'abed is kol ha'yudim. La'abed with an ayin, that they're going to be avodim. That's all the gzeira was. Achashverosh agreed to Haman to make a gzeira la'abed with an ayin. Haman switched it to an aleph and then added laharig lahashman, obviously. And that's what happens in Adar. In Chodesh Adar, Adar is Rosh Hashanah, Ani Hashem Reifecha, but it's also aleph dor, aluf shel olam. Because we have to realize the difference between the ayin and the aleph. There's the shivim umois, and then there's the aleph, there's the dor, there's klal yisrael. Everything that's happening is all for Klal Yisrael. It's all in the Tzvegan of Klal Yisrael. It's a message. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to us and telling us something. That not, it's not the Ayin, it's not the Shivim Umois. Rather, it's Echad, it's Aleph, it's the Aleph of Klal Yisrael, the Aluf Shel Olam, that we have to Shtel Zich Tzu, Al Yidei, Abyssal Learning, to be able to be Shaykh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the parasha continues, Odom Ki Yakrev Mikem. The MS is Adam ki yakriv is because ki korev Hashem l'chol koyrav l'chol asher yikra'u be'emes. The Sfasemis writes and others. Because the MS is the minute a person calls out Takodesh Baruch Hu be'emes, and I'll tell you be'emes, I'm locked here in Bidud, they call it here in Eretz Yisrael. In solitary. Davening b'yichidus even. But when a person is able to call out Ki korei v'ashem l'chol korei, the etzem kriya elov yisbarach makes you as close as possible. The yearning that we have to be able to daven with a minion, to be able to be mispalel, to learn, to have a shayiches HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that odom ki yakrev mikem is what's going to bring out be'ezer Hashem. It's obvious, but that we see that we're very close to the geula, to his galus kvoid yisbarach shemoy, that V'hoya Hashem l'melech al kol ha'aretz. We should just do that little more effort in all the tchumim, kol echad ve'echad, what he has to be mechazik in, and we should be zoichetaka b'mehera that already this year in Chodesh Adar, it should be zoicha to molei kol ha'aretz kvoidoi, and the alufa shel oilam should have taka the tikkun ha'oilam b'malchus shakai, and we should be zoicha to the geula.